Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Back with Vershawn Jackson, powered by Bauer, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah, here's the remix. I gotcha. Yeah. Lost my baby in a bill game. And I can't go home no more. Lost my baby in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game. And I know I can't go home. And then I know I can't go home. Lost my baby in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game. Lost my baby in a pool game, and I know I can't go home no more, no more.
There we go.
All right, we back. 93.7 The Ticket.
Yeah, it's getting better. I think that might have been your best rendition. Yes.
That was the remix.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Then we're going to speed it up one day, and I'm going to do the other part.
Double time.
So, Captain, what you were saying, though, Captain? So, but yeah, this is my.
Did you get a chance to look at it, Chase?
I did, Vershawn, and I must have not seen that at all. But the real question is, are you going to come out this Sunday?
You know, well, I was going to tell you, I was just poking you. I can't tell you that I'm going to come out because we got so much stuff going on at the restaurant. We got like a few parties coming in on Sunday, and so. What's the exact time?
Well, the signers are there from 11 to 1. So, I mean, you know, you don't have to do it for both hours. You could do it from 11 to 12 or 12 to 1. But,
once I get there running my mouth, I ain't going to be able to go. I'm going to have to have a zapper with a timer, and then I get zapped as soon as it turns at 1. Get out of there.
So, this is my, 3 out of 4 years, this will be my third year. 1 year, I overslept. So this will be my third year. I've had fun there every year. It's a lot of things you can look. There's a lot of things that they have for Nebraska fans, and I encourage everybody to come out there and join us and, you know, just join the players. Come talk. Come sit around and, you know, let's talk about football. You know, it's a great event, and I think people will enjoy it if they come out.
That's for sure. I can't thank Terrell enough. He's been – anytime I talk to him, he's really nice. And, I can't thank Terrell enough for, you know, especially getting me on here today, and that's pretty cool. So,
yeah, I do anything I could do to help fellow Husker fans out or just anybody in general, man. That's the type of thing we are here at the Ticket 93.7. We're here to help. You know, we're here to help people get started in their journeys, just like we're getting started in our journeys.
Okay. Now, since we're talking collectibles, right? Who's worth more, Devaney or Coach Osborne? Sign, picture.
I would say probably Devaney, you know, just – unfortunately, you know, I mean, it's kind of like that everywhere, but, you know, when someone has died and their signatures are no longer out there available to the public, it brings them up. I mean, one of the most expensive autographs you're ever going to find as a Husker collector is Brooke Behringer, and that's just the reason why. So
what's the top memorabilia of any sport that's the highest thing that has been sold, like a Mickey Mantle bat or a Babe Ruth glove or something like that?
I probably couldn't tell you. I mean, I know the old vintage baseball cards, you know, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, those are worth a lot of money. But when you start getting into the game used, a game used Mickey Mantle bat, or a game used or a home run ball hit by Babe Ruth, that's probably the stuff that's the most valuable. And I don't know, people collect all sorts of different things. You know, there's Husker collectors out there that just like the game used memorabilia. Some of them just like the, you know, souvenirs, autographs. But I don't know. I would say really the vintage old baseball stuff is probably worth the most.
Michael Jordan shoes just sold for like, what, $2 million?
Yeah, Jordan shoes, they're worth a lot of money, too.
Now, I do see sometimes players, you know, when they graduate or when they're leaving here, they sell their own stuff to fans, and that's all cool and stuff, but would it be worth them more to kind of hold on to that for 10 years, or is that pretty much the market? Again, is it hot when they're just coming off their career?
I mean, I think it definitely do. The player definitely makes the item. I mean, I know, like me, I think I've probably got 30 different Bull watches over the years, and these were from former staff members. You know, I've got like championship rings, and they're from former players. So, I mean, the player definitely matters on the price to value. I know last year Damian Daniels came out, and, you know, he sold a pair of cleats to me, and he sold a pair of, you know, Husker gloves to me. So, yeah, people definitely like the game used stuff, though. But
yeah.
What about that right there that Vashon said? If that was actually signed by Brooke Behringer, that would be worth some money.
Right. I know I've got a couple championship footballs, you know, 94, 95, that are signed by Brooke Behringer and Lawrence Phillips. And, you know, I mean, they're about $1,000, you know, for a team signed Brooke Behringer.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lawrence Phillips, 94-95 national championship football. So,
he's
going off.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I got one of those. Yeah. So, do you do a lot of sports cards too? I know sports cards are big in the collector community, but I guess it depends on the collector, probably.
I mean, as a kid, you know, I used to collect the football cards, but I don't know. I think I've lost all them over time. But I mean, there are a lot of, you know, sports card collectors out there, and there's a good sports card shop here in Lincoln, Capital City Sports Cards. So, but yeah, unfortunately, I don't do the sports cards. I just kind of stay with the memorabilia part.
Did you find your ball, VJ? There it is.
Okay, you ready for this ball? All right. So, see the ball?
Mm-hmm. You got your own signature on the ball.
Well, I got the captains on the ball.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From the 98 team? 97, I mean?
Yeah.
Who
okay,
that?
Now.
You, Grant.
Me, Grant Winstrom, Jason Peter, and Aaron Taylor. Now, let me spin the ball.
Coach Osborne.
Charlie McBride.
And, yes, sir.
Charlie McBride. That's probably, I'll give you $50 for it.
Sir, no, sir. That says 1997.
Oh yeah,
20th year reunion ball. You had to be on. You got to be on the 97 team to sign this ball.
I give you $75.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen that football before. I don't know. I like the, you know, footballs. With I'm kind of team specific. I like, you know, I. 94 national champion. I don't want anyone from the 2000 team on that one. So
yeah.
I probably got, I don't know, 40 autographed footballs. But, yeah, that's all team specific, the 94 team, the 95 team. But, yeah, that's pretty cool football.
I like how you have a ball signed by
yourself. I got some other stuff. What'd you say, Bob?
I just love the fact that you have a ball signed by yourself.
What do you mean? It's just not. I just signed the ball by myself.
Well, I know. It's not just you. I get the significance of it. It's just kind of funny that you have something signed by yourself.
Who else is supposed to sign for me?
Nobody. It works. I get it. I get the idea behind it. It just makes me laugh a little bit.
Okay. Makes you chuckle.
How about high school? How about Heisman stuff? That, I mean, I'm sure those ones are, you know, the Heisman players are big.
Yeah, you know, I've seen footballs with, you know, all three Heisman signers out there, and then they've also got, like, helmets and stuff. But, yeah, you know, I don't know. So, something like that's probably a $250 piece, you know, a football or a helmet signed by all the Heismans. So, yeah, Heisman stuff's desirable, too.
Who's the most, let me see how to say it, what's the best Husker get for somebody? Like, I mean, would it be Dominic Sue helmet or Tommy Frazier game pants or something like that?
I mean, helmets are definitely good. I mean, I can't remember if it was JC that maybe had Tommy Frazier's game cleats, you know, from the 1995 Fiesta Bowl.
Wow.
I should have kept mine.
You know, yeah, game used stuff, you know, helmets, you know, game used like Jeff Kinney helmet or jersey. Bobby Reynolds game used jersey. I would say the game used stuff would probably command the most money. And like, again, it matters on who the player is, and it just makes it more valuable. But
Go ahead.
I want to ask you one more question. Which ring would be the most expensive ring to get out of the championship years?
I would still probably have to say like either the 70 or 71. I've seen a couple 94 and 95 and I think maybe 97 championship rings. And, you know, for the championship years, you know, those are $7,500 to probably $10,000 rings. But wow. I'd say the 70, 71 championship rings just because, you know, the older the memorabilia, usually the higher the price, I would say.
Sweet.
So 97 is worth about what? About
I'd say about 7,500, 5,000, 7,500 probably.
Oh, don't tell Brashan that. Let me see your ring, Brashan. I'm going to come pick it up and clean it for you.
Wait.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
There's one. I'm in the red room. This is out where it's all kept.
Don't tell everybody that.
Don't tell anybody where I live at.
There you go.
I don't even know where you live at. I just know how to get there.
I live in the north.
I just know how to get there.
Chase, you know where the north is?
I think so. The North Nebraska?
Yeah, North. N-O-R-F. Omaha.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey, listen, we are chugging, man. Last segment of the Captain Show, 93.7, the ticket. I'm with
the black shirt.
And
Bark.
And who else?
Chase.
Husker, memorabilia everywhere. Sunday from 11 to 1. Come see us. 48th and what?
Superior.
Come on, boy, they on point. We'll be right back with more. Facing Husker memorabilia. Hey, we got a lot of questions, so we got to get to them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.